Thank you for that beautiful song. We have changed this time of year into something that is hard to connect with. At least it's become so for many of us, and for me. When my children were little, Christmas was a time of delight. Having no money didn't matter. We made paper decorations for our Charlie Brown Christmas tree. We made sugar cookies. We delighted in the small things. On the radio yesterday, some tech expert was talking about gifts that cost $400 and $500. And when the announcer asked about what about small gifts, he seemed confused, hesitated, and then replied, "Well, there's layaway plans." This is not Christmas. This is not anything but a society that's run off the rails in greed. I'm sorry if that offends you, but gifts of such cost have nothing to do with Christmas, have nothing to do with what really sustains us. What we each need is not bought in a store. The Advent candles that we have been lighting for the last 4 weeks point more in the direction of what we need. Hope, love, joy, peace. It is not wrong to reject excess and greed, and it is not wrong to desire simplicity and gentle companionship. This time of year is challenging. This world today is challenging. Past generations had to face annihilation through world wars and nuclear bombs. We now face annihilation through climate change and the devolving, perhaps, of democratic values. Some of us are older and have seen a lot of change in our bodies, in our minds, in our families. You don't have to have had many years on you to know loss and grief and despair. Life experience teaches us from these resolve, resilience, and the strength of recovery. And many of us here have been tested, and we've survived. We are here. Perhaps we have scars, visible and invisible. We have been learning. We have been living. This merry time of year is not so innocent, not so naive, and not so delightful for everyone. In a moment, we will share a litany of comfort for a blue Christmas. Before we do that, let me say one thing and a short story. No matter what happens to you around this week, no matter what you are feeling, this is your life, and what you experience is real and yours. If moving yourself into joyousness is possible, and if you want, go for it. Enjoy every moment. But if sweet sadness is moving you, that too is yours. I encourage you to allow darkness room to be. The spiritual depths that are open through grief or loneliness are difficult, but profound human learning and understanding. Go with courage into their depths. It is this journey in the depths of human experience which is where the mystery lives, where the eternal can be touched. Surround yourself with gentle compassion and allow yourselves to be in the quiet and in the gentleness. I said I had a story. It's a made-up story. I invite you to go on with me. Use your imagination. I want you to imagine that you're walking down a city street. It's early evening. It might be raining just a little. It's dark. You see houses that have colored lights on them. There's no wind. It's calm. And if you're anything like me, you might be curious about what's happening inside these houses and buildings that you pass. Through the windows you look. You come to an apartment building where there's many windows. And you pause, you stop. And you look into some of the windows. In one window, you see a father sitting on the bed with two children on either side. And he's reading a story. Hard to tell whether it's a news story or one that he reads every year. The children are engrossed. In the next window, you see a Muslim family praying together. In the next window, there's an older man by his front door putting on his coat. You notice that he is weeping as he puts on his coat, opens the door, and walks out. You see a picture by the front door of a lovely woman his age. You wonder, is that his wife? In the next window, it's bright and chaotic. There's laughter, you imagine. Two moms are baking cookies with their children. There's a lot of running around and dough being thrown and eaten. In the next window, it's very dark, but for candlelight. And you see through the candlelight a young woman, probably in her 20s, curled up in a chair. And it looks like she's writing all alone. Seems content. In the next window, you see a couple fighting. In the next window, you see two boys playing video games. In the next window, you see a woman entering the room with a bowl of soup and walking over to a man in bed who's obviously very ill. She gives him the bowl of soup, and he smiles gratefully, and she smiles back. And now we've come to the front entranceway of this building. And there's a family outside the building, three children and a dad. And we see the elevator in the lobby open, and that older gentleman who we notice putting on his coat and weeping comes out of the elevator, and the children are jumping up and down. Grandpa, Grandpa, he's coming. And the older man comes out and is embraced by the children. The father, who is his son, also hugs him. And off they run into the car. As he passes you, he looks up and says, "Merry Christmas," and you return, "Merry Christmas." And on you walk. Litany of comfort for a blue Christmas. Christmas time is filled with expectation, expectation of joy and merriment. And yet this life, this real life, is filled with both joy and woe. The blue in the title of today's service refers to the emotional blues that come to life through music of the blues, such as in the lyrics of the song Gloomy Sunday that was brought to life by Billie Holiday, or through the paintings of Van Gogh when he was in his blue period. At this time of year, when there can be the expectation to be jolly and merry, it's important to recognize that joy cannot be manufactured, and that real hope only comes when one is rooted in reality, not whirling in a delusional, frantic busyness. To honor real life in our experiences this year of pain and loss and sadness, I offer you this litany of comfort for a bluish Christmas, written by my colleague, the Reverend Deborah Folk, who is the minister of the Calgary Unitarian Congregation. And if our lives, God bless you, are without pain or sorrow, let us hold in our hearts and minds those we know who walk in the spectrum of the blues. Through the litany, there will be moments when you will speak these words. We find comfort in naming these feelings. We find some peace in being together. I will cue you. Why don't we practice once now? We find comfort in being together. So, peace in being together. Follow yourselves, not me. After the litany, we will sit together for 1 minute in silence, and during that minute, please continue to hold in your thoughts and your hearts those who need your support, your love, and your hope. After the minute of silence, Ming Xuan will bring in some music. All around us are bright lights and merry thoughts. Yet in our heart, not all is joyful. There is grief and loss of relationships. Those we love no longer with us because of death. Those we have loved who are estranged from us. Those we love yet experience a diminishment in the intimacy. There is grief with the loss and change of relationship. Grief, bittersweet, for it is a consequence of the presence of love, and this season brings forth many feelings. All around us are bright lights and merry messages, yet in our heart not all is joyful. There may be pain in our bodies, physical pain as a natural outcome of aging, physical pain that presents itself in illness, pain in the body that forces us to change and impose limitations. Pain, bittersweet. For physical experience includes both pain and pleasure, and this season brings forth many feelings. We find comfort in naming these feelings. We find some peace in being together. All around us are bright lights and merry messages, yet in our heart not all is joyful. There may be anger and regret with the memories we hold, anger with past experience of hurt or abuse, regret of our own actions that may have caused hurt to others, anger that life has not turned out as we imagined, regret for what we might have said or done. Anger and regret, bittersweet. In presenting the possibility for healing and forgiveness, this season brings forth many feelings. We find comfort in naming these feelings. We find some peace in being together. All around us are bright lights and merry messages, yet in our heart not all is joyful. There may be uncertainty that accompanies transition and change, uncertainty of what the future may bring with changes, uncertainty of direction or purpose after retirement or change of vocation, uncertainty when changing residence by choice or necessity, uncertainty, bittersweet for change, a constant in life. Let us know we are alive and change along with. This season brings forth many feelings. We find comfort in naming these feelings. We find some peace in being together. All around us are bright lights and merry messages, yet in our heart not all is joyful. There may be a sense of hopelessness, hopelessness in the face of so much violence and suffering, hopelessness with attempts to heal our aching world and ourselves, hopelessness in witnessing what we have not managed to accomplish. Hopelessness, bittersweet, for its longing reminds us of our capacity for hope and the human spirit's tenacity and courage that rest deep within each of us. This season brings forth many feelings. We find comfort in naming these feelings. We find peace in being together. All around us are bright lights and merry messages, yet in our heart not all is joyful. There is loneliness. Loneliness when we find ourselves alone after being long partnered. Loneliness when we are separated from loved ones. Loneliness when we move to a new community and struggle to find our way. Loneliness that never seems filled even with good company. Loneliness that is an ever-present aching in our hearts. Loneliness, bittersweet, for it is felt only when we have known connectedness, and this season brings forth many feelings. We find comfort naming these feelings. We find some peace in being together. I invite Susan White to the front to read When Despair of the World by Wendell Berry.
When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
We will now sing together hymn number 17.